Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, no, let me blow my nose.
What?
Oh, no, what happened, Empire? So much sadness. Welcome to Season 6, Empire Episode number 18, Home is on the way. The corona has forced us to be the season finale. We really was supposed to be only 18 out of 20. And what an episode this was. We're going to get into Bossy Fest. We're going to talk about Cushus, which is like an itching disease I've discovered. No. And we're going to get into just plainly what happened. We have a little news coming up. We have also, stay tuned. We got our Oh No You Didn't segment. Plus a lot more predictions. Well, actually, no more predictions. I don't know what's going on, Brian. This is my most talented, we both rocking yellow and black co-host, Brian. He loves bubblegum and walks on the beach. And sometimes he cries after making love. I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God, I'm screaming. I am screaming. Hello, everyone. It's just amazing to be here. I am just recovering from this episode, and love you, Sarai. I am so happy to be here, and I'm rocking my best. We're both rocking our best gold and black for Empire. Wanted to look like Tiana, but I don't think I look like her at all. I look like a wreck, because I'm a wreck right now. This episode, I'm sure everybody in the chat agrees with me that it was just not it. 100%, like you said, Miss Rona did us so dirty that she forced us to have this be our series finale after 6 amazing seasons with this show. This is what we got in the end, and I'm just crying for the wrong reasons. I can't wait to get into this and talk about
it. Yes, and I am Sarai. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we're going to get into this. Okay, starting off, let's get into Boston Fest. Let's just get this out the way so we can get to cooking, okay? Let's just get there. Let's eat the appetizer so we can get to the entree, all right? Starts off with Boston Fest. We get a performance by Tiana. Whoop-de-doo,
yes.
Tiana. We got a performance by Tiana. And then also we finally see Portia and Becky make amends because, you know, she sold the song to Cash Doll, etc. And now, you know, she gets to sing a little rap. We've been waiting for Portia to rap the whole time.
Yes. So
let's get into it.
I loved it. That was actually one of my favorite parts of the episode was those performances because they were pretty rapid fire, but they were all really good. That song, the song with Tiana. See, I'm lost.
Yes.
Hakeem and Maya. That one was it for me. It was sexy. It was fun.
Yes.
It was definitely giving me some Tiana and Hakeem vibes from episode one, which I have to talk about because I didn't get what I wanted with Tiana and Hakeem getting back together. And I'm very, very upset. Even though I'm here for Maya coming for collecting her bag, I wanted Tiana to get some kind of finality and she didn't do that. And I'm hurt.
What is going on? I feel like because of this, because of Rona. You're like that stepmama that nobody want. You know what I mean? We don't like you, Rona. But because of Rona, now we had 20 beautiful episodes. They was going to give us a little bit of a slow burn, I guess. But now we just ended it. Boom. Episode 18, Bossy Fest is what's kind of taking us towards the end. Oh my God. I don't know how I feel about this. And I'm sorry, guys. My emotions, I got me a Lucius Lime teeny right now because my nerves are so shot right now. I'm actually
like, got me crying, and I'm like, oh.
Crazy. But I did enjoy Hakeem and Maya. I still don't think Hakeem is for Maya. I don't know what's going on. I don't think they were gonna last, but hell, we don't even got time to even see what's gonna happen with that.
Nope.
Also, we see the biggest part of Bossy Fest. We're gonna just jump straight into it, guys. I know you're in the chat room, you're going crazy about it, so I'm not even gonna tease you with it. Damon shoots Yana. What? What? Oh, Brian is still traumatized. You okay, Brian?
I am not. I'm picking myself off of the floor.
What is going on?
I'm a wreck. Literally. And if they were going to kill the poor girl, at least give her something.
What?
At least give her like a proper send-off, make it dramatic. They shot her and then went to commercial.
Yes.
I was like, what? Poor girl didn't even get a funeral or anything, just the pictures. the pictures. Yes. The pictures. I can't.
And we see Damon in the car and he's looking at that. First of all, it was just so forced. So we see Damon backstage with Lucius saying, "Thank you, Lucius, for taking my daughter to get this European tour. Yay, Yana's winning. We're excited." Then we see the next scene. Lucius says, "Yana, I can't go with you, man. Man, I can't go with you. I still love Cookie." So I'm like, okay, fine. I'm still on the roller coaster. You threw me off, Lee Daniels, when all of a sudden Damon comes and shoots. First of all, that's not accurate. If you had a kid, Brian, would you just shoot towards that direction? Knowing your kid is...
Seriously. He literally just rolled up there. They weren't even kissing or anything. He was hugging her. A sweetheart felt goodbye. And he was just like, "Sorry, I hate love. I hate happiness. Let me just kill you both." I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm kind of master. Well, I can't say that. But he's just bitter. You know, what is going on? And then we see him come back to the house. Now, at first, I'm thinking this is going to be the whole thing we've been teased about the whole season. Who kills Lucius? No. It's nighttime. They're having an old man fight. They're holding each other's heads because they need time to breathe. Like, they just rumbling. You saw that?
And they're both bald.
Need some Bengay, some Epsom salt. Lucius pulled a hip muscle. The fight scene was even rushed. You know what I mean? They just sat there and just, you know, barreled around them. Oh, what do you think, Brian? I can't.
Yeah, that fight scene, I already knew it was coming when, of course, Lucius was setting it up. He's like, "I got to get back at him." First of all, why are you getting back at him? That's his own daughter. He's probably already beating himself up enough for killing his daughter. Like, seriously, I didn't understand that concept. Lucius should be focusing on what's happening next for him with Cookie. This all happened because he was trying to get back with Cookie. So why not focus on that as opposed to going after the man who just killed his daughter?
We don't know, bro. They do us any kind of way. They just give us what we want, Empire fans. We've been loyal.
Center upside down.
Yeah, we've been loyal for 99. How many episodes have we been loyal to this show?
The chat actually said it was 103. Shout out to you, J. Louie, Devontae, Melissa, Destiny, Samantha, everybody in the chat. We love you. Classic Slayer, Jared, Tatiana. You guys are amazing. We're here for the last episode. I had to just shout you out real quick because we love what you're saying. I feel like you're saying exactly what we're thinking and about to say because, woo.
It's crazy. So basically, Lucius goes back, whatever, you know, I think it's still open. I don't think Damon is dead or whatever. I think they just got tired and then whatever. I don't know. I don't think, because we never heard that Damon is officially dead. But we know that, well, let's get into the Cookie and love and Lucius or whatever. So the whole episode, we're being teased with Philly Street, with all this stuff. Will Lucius get Cookie back? Cookie's like, we start off with a 70s, 80s throwback. I don't even know where that came from, with the afros.
That was like some Austin Powers. Like, yeah.
We see her, just because she just wanted to wear a fro, I guess. And we see her trying to save Andre. But she realizes it's a daydream. She's telling her therapist she's trying to get therapy for it. I guess I won't see the love connection to her and the therapist. I guess
that lesbian storyline. I'm here for it though. I love that.
Yeah, my bubble has been popped. But yeah, so we don't see her with the therapist, but we see, you know, Cookie finding out the bigger story. Her name is Loretta, but Cookie is the name she got from Lucius and all that stuff. And now through the whole episode, we see them battling. She see her battling between Cookie, Loretta, Cookie, Loretta, Cookie, Loretta. And she pushes Lucius away. But at the end, da-da-da, they're back together. Did you see it coming?
I did. I knew that was coming. And I was like, girl, don't fall for his foolishness. But at the same time, I was like, okay, just kidding. Fall for it because I do want them to get back together. Like, I was just so conflicted because I loved what they were doing with Cookie in this episode, though. That's one of the things I did like about it was
good.
That she was coming back. She finally got the talk show that we talked about. We're like, where did that go? What happened to that? So she finally got the talk show, her own talk show. She let go of Lucius. She was happy with the divorce. And then, of course, all he got to say is home is on the way and she's on the way to him. And I'm like, goodbye. Okay. I'm done.
Yeah, on the way. No, that's good, bro. On the way with the cookie.
She's on the way with the cookie. She's got it there warm and fresh.
Yes. I will agree with you. That was an amazing scene. It was weird. It's a little freaky. It was a little threesome-ish. But you got Yana singing the song, you got Cookie on one hand, and you have Lucius on the other hand, and Lucius is singing the words to Cookie through the side chick. Yeah. I was like,
through the side chick.
What is going on? Nowadays, you can sing to the main chick through the side chick. He got the side chick to sing the main chick song. I'm just outdone with this damn show. But it was, I thought that was very, very, very well done.
Yes, I love, those are the two things I love, the vignette.
And Yana came out looking like Whitney Houston. Like, she was, like, very petite mm-hmm. and singing her heart out. And then she died. Okay, I can't even go through that again. It still hurts my heart. But at least you got your wish as far as Lucius and Cookie getting back together. I put a little statement together called What Happened? Okay, first question. What happened to Frida?
Frida?
Remember? We see her at the beginning of season 6, and she's teased as possibly one of the people that killed Lucius.
Oh, Frida? Yes, yes. Yes. Oh, my God. Empire. All-American. Yeah. I was like, wait, where else is she on? Yes, yeah. I remember her. Yeah, don't even remember her. Like, she, I would have thought that she would have been one of the people to bring back in the end because she was a huge part of the first few seasons. So
yeah.
I definitely thought about that, too. Maybe she was busy shooting All-American that she couldn't make it. I don't know. Scheduling conflicts. But... yeah, what happened to her? Don't know.
And we got Vivica Fox. She squeezed in there, got one more check. I mean, at this point, we're just trying to see who got last check. Because it didn't even, the storyline was just crazy. So we see Candace comes in and talks to Cookie. And Cookie, you know, when she goes back to Lucius. We also see they kept the storyline about Lucius's leg. That's how she gets away from Damon.
I forgot about that. I literally forgot he had a prosthetic leg this entire series until he whipped it out. And that was it. I was like, you know, I guess it's a good reminder, kind of like Tiana's pipe bomb. But, you know, like, hey, let's go home together, girl. It was kind of a fun reminder of something we've seen in the past. But that was, like, so in the back of my corners of my mind. I didn't remember that happened. It was
crazy.
Hilarious.
Okay, y'all could throw it in the comments too. Who's another? Here's another. What happened? What happened to Giselle's son? Remember, he was.
Yes, I was. Where did he go? He fell off that car with what's her name? See, I don't remember her name. Now.
Treasure.
No, not Treasure. Lala. He fell off the car with Lala. Yeah, and then that was it. They're both in the hospital. I don't know where they went. Maybe they went to their own European tour. I don't even know. But
we don't know.
Yeah. What happened to his fine self? I want to know, and I'll be in his DMs, just letting you know that.
Well. Okay, Giselle's son, Hakeem, or Lucius?
I think probably Lucius, because there's got to be a reason why Cookie keeps going back to him after 30 years. He even put her in prison, and she's still going back, so he must have the BAD, the bomb ass.
This is a kid show, and this, I don't know what kind of ratings we gonna get. when you can't kick us off the air, it's the last one. So hey, what you gonna do though? So that was about. You got any what happens? You got any what do you think happened?
I do. I'm thinking too because I do remember there was a lot of people that didn't come back, or that just kind of fell off. What happened?
What happened to Patel? I got one for you, Patel. Just because they showed up at the boardroom and said, I don't even understand. Like, the whole idea of Andre taking over is because Lucian and Cookie was just voted out by the board members saying, you guys are just too hazardous. So now, somehow they just, because they wanted a black woman in the I'm confused.
I feel like that was a scene that was meant for, like, this real episode, not to be put in the end, you know? Seriously, like, that was supposed to set up what's going to happen with that whole development. Yeah, so all of these things just were kind of thrown in to make something happen, which... in their defense, it actually made sense. Mm-hmm. Things were definitely left unresolved. But I think there was definitely some other things that could have been done. Shout out to the chat real quick. They're bringing in their own what happened.
Come on, what happened, baby?
So Daisy says, don't forget Warren Hall and Billy Beretti. Oh, I totally forgot about Billy Beretti. Was he? Yes. Samantha said, what happened to Andrea and his wife? We didn't see Terry at all.
Yes.
Finale. Craziness. They're also mentioning the possibility, what we're hearing on the rumor scene is that there could be an actual finale, so a 2-hour, like, either a special or like a movie to come out to really give us that finale that we need, because we unfortunately did not get that from this episode, which I'm so sad about.
Jamal, what happened to Jamal? What kind of African baby did he buy? You know, did he buy African boy or African girl? You know, we still want to know. We still want to know what kind of African baby he went over there and bought. I mean, it's just so much. Anybody else say anything in the what happens? What happened to Lucius's mom? You know?
Yeah, where is she?
Boo Boo Kitty's dead, so we don't need to know about her.
I miss her. She was amazing.
Yeah.
She was so fun. She brought so much to the show. I wish they would have brought, well, they did, of course. They brought her back in the vignette and we saw her. I loved Anika. She was so fun. So I wish they would have brought her back in some capacity. I think because what I would say about this finale, what they've done, so much is the whole thing of like, you know, God or like, you know, spirit, mm-hmm. which they really touched on this episode with Andre. So I think that would have been a perfect way to bring people back, like Anika, yeah. Andre's first wife,
yeah.
To bring back everybody just to kind of show. Because I feel like that would have given at least something more mm-hmm. to kind of just show everybody and just give them some kind of ending. But mm-hmm. I feel like everything was really, really rushed through, which of course is in their defense again. Coronavirus probably did that.
So you can't be too mad at them. At least they gave us something. They could have just left it open at exactly. 16, I think, when things started getting really bad. Sure. But I don't know. So I want to know what happened to that. I'm trying to figure out what else would happen to a few more people. What happened to, well, I guess we don't know what's going to happen with Bossy Media. We don't know what's going to happen with Becky, Giselle. So it's going to be a lot of what happens in pretty much or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Cookie and Lucia's going to stay together?
I think so. And I think that was what they were trying to say in this whole thing. In the whole 6 seasons, we've been getting this runaround of Cookie mm-hmm. and Lucius. Cookie and Lucius, are they, aren't they? What is going to happen with the two of them? And I think that was, if I could choose one thing, that was what I liked the most, is because yeah. at least we finally got the answer that we've been looking for. I mean, they could have also done that a little bit bigger, you know, like really showed Lucius,
yeah.
like some kind of epic, which they kind of did the recap of it. But I wanted to see how they're finally getting back together. Like Cookie just kind of saved his life. Sure, that's a big thing, but at the same mm-hmm. token, like all they've been through, I needed to see them get into like some kind of plane and go off into the Bahamas and sunset. Live happily ever after. Yeah, and walk off into the sunset. But they just walked off into the movie premiere, and now we're like back at Empire. So I'm just like,
And it's
goodbye.
What do you like?
What do you like? Goodbye.
Because now we have two brands. We have Bossy Media and Empire. We don't know who's going to be the head of either one of those. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, we know Cookie basically has stakes in both. Like, that would be Empire if they merged Bossy and Empire. But in a way, mm-hmm. they should keep it separate, because that Bossy stands for something totally different from Empire. Maybe Lucius will run Empire and Cookie will run Bossy. Mm-hmm. And they'll just grow together, possibly.
Yes.
You know, if Becky doesn't quit by then. I'm so happy for Portia. Portia seems like she's going to be a new artist now. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been teasing that for a while. I did enjoy the flashbacks. It wasn't until the flashbacks until I realized, like, I wanted to cry. I don't know if you felt like this, but I really wanted to cry. When I saw Lucius back with his perm, his long hair and his perm, and oh my goodness, all those different scenes. I was like, oh my God, this is so sad. Like, they show all those dramatic scenes when Cookie mm-hmm. was beating stuff from season 1. Everything that made everyone fall in love with Cookie, basically.
Yes. I was telling our producer Ryan before this, I was like, I love that too. But I couldn't even be sad, and I couldn't even like really cry for it, because I was still reeling from what just happened, like 20 minutes prior, you know, of just how this episode transpired. So yeah, it was great to see all that, and like 100%, like the recap of it was great, and seeing all this development we've gotten the last 6 seasons. But just
So you know what? I'm going to jump into a little news for you guys. Because I know I had some questions, so I had to start Googling stuff. So I have a little news for you guys.
Yes.
Thank you. So according to TV Line, Empire series finale revealed was sped up. We all know that. So the creator of the show, let me make sure I'm saying this right. We never got a solution to the flash forward tragedies involving Cookie and Lucius. So there's a Q&A with Mahoney, who drops hints about the original finale, while also answering our burning questions about Tuesdays, you know, about our closer today. You got that? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the Q&A. So this may satisfy a few people out there, because it did a little bit for me. So they said, would that have been tied up in the original finale? He or she said that that's what breaks my heart. In the original series finale, all things play out. Who shot Lucius and who blew up Cookie's car, and if either one of them survived. That storyline's conclusion was a victim of COVID-19. I promise you that if we don't get to film that episode, we'll get the resolution out there one way or the other. So I don't know.
Okay. So hoping out for that special, Fox. We're shouting out to you. Give us at least that special. Even if you make it 30 minutes, girl.
Girl.
Give me something. Come on.
Yeah. They continue to talk about the fallout between Yana's death. Everyone said that was too rushed, like you said earlier. Mm-hmm. So the Mahoney says, episode 18 originally was supposed to end with the death of Yana, which would give the viewers a week to recover. It would have felt less abrupt than her getting shot and then we immediately just coming right back. So that's what you said.
Commercial break. Commercial break. Come on.
We just see this beautiful girl we've been loving for this part of the season, and all of a sudden she dies, and it's like, Subway, eat fresh, $5 foot long. It's like, what? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And then we see someone asked the question, safe to say there was going to be a twist leading into episode 20, the original finale. Yes, Mahoney says. Whenever we get to shoot 20, so it's maybe, it's, yeah, they may be still shooting the 20. He says that it will start with the episode 19 cliffhanger, plus the original idea for 19 has us coming to this place where everything was good, and then suddenly that all gets turned upside down, and they go on a journey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we learned in a recent episode that Jamal and Kai were in the process of adopting a baby. According to Mahoney, it was a, you want to guess?
It was what? It was a...
a boy or girl, what you think?
Oh, girl.
Girl? No, it was a boy.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So I'm not going to, you know, go through it all too much for you guys. If you want to, you go check it out. It's on tvline.com. The title of the article is Empire Series Finale. EP reveals what was supposed to and still might happen.
Yay, fingers crossed.
Yes. So according to that, it looked like we're still going to be seeing another episode. So
yeah,
or two. I don't know, child. getting back into the episode. Is there anything else that you wish you would have saw more of?
Tiana. You know, that's my girl. She didn't even get words. She didn't even get dialogue. All she got was a performance.
She got a hat.
We couldn't even see her beautiful face or her beautiful body because it was covered in Abraham Lincoln's hat. Honey!
That was a hat, was high.
I was like, goodbye. I couldn't even deal. But again, I love that performance with Portia. It was so fun when she jumped in. The rap was there. I was like, okay, girls, we see you. We got some bossy. But yeah, wanted more Tiana, and I wanted Tiana and Akeem to get back together because that's all I've been wanting forever. So yeah.
Anything else they said in the comments?
Yeah, let's check out the chat. It's funny you actually brought up the article because Jay Louis did mention the article, the TV Line article, yeah, which is super fun. Everyone else is just talking about the same thing you're talking about, of the fact that hopefully it does happen. Those last two episodes, we get some kind of ending, really solid ending for this amazing show that we've been loving for 6 seasons. But yeah, just thank you guys all so much for tuning into the show. Thank you so much for being in the chat. We love you, and we're so sad this is the last episode technically, but if there's a special, we're back here, you guys. We're back here and we're gonna talk about it. So yeah.
And you know what, since we still got more time and stuff, I'm just gonna go with just some dating people that I thought that maybe could make it. Hakeem and Maya, I'm not too sure about that. I'd rather Hakeem and Tiana. I really can't. Hakeem and Tiana. Damon's probably gonna die at some point, so he's not gonna have nobody. What do you think about Giselle and Patel?
I don't like them because I think that Patel was the one that planted that whole idea into Giselle's mind. I was loving her at Bossy Media because I hated her when she was on Empire. Like, I was like, oh, I just gotta get this girl because she just irritated me because she was so evil, you know, so bad. You loved her. But when she went over to Bossy, I loved that whole female empowerment, the trio, the duo of her and Becky, and then the trio of her, Becky, and Cookie. I thought it was so fun and so strong. So I don't like Patel and Giselle, but I mean, she got money, so I'm going to do it too. But
yeah. And then we saw Cash Doll. Cash Doll, I think, is like the Meg the Stallion of the episode. Mm-hmm. You know, she has the big butt and all this stuff like that. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, she just popped up maybe an episode ago. She just came and boom, was in there. But I thought the performance was pretty good. What did you think about her song? Yeah.
I liked it. And it was definitely just to keep fueling that whole idea of Portia and Becky. You know, thankfully they got to be friends again as well. So I like that.
And I think Portia has, you know, she has chops, you know what I mean? Yes. And she did the typical rapper stuff where she touched the people in the audience, touched their hands and pointed to the lights and stuff. You know what I mean? I was like, okay, Portia, you deserve to be here for sure. For some reason, I'm not feeling Maya. I don't like Maya too much. That's just me. And I feel as though they should let Giselle back for sure into Bossy Media. So if they do, I guess, continue on, you know. I didn't like the fact that Giselle was cut out. What about you?
Yes, Same here. Yeah, I wish that she does get back with Bossy. That whole thing, and it wasn't even just in this episode, that whole cutoff from Bossy was also very, very rushed too, mm-hmm. when that first happened. Like, they were just like, okay, bye. Like, she literally just left Bossy, went straight over to the bed with Patel, went back to Empire, and we were like, what? That was like out of left field, center field, and home base. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah. And I guess, not Candace, but I guess the other sister. Candace.
Yeah, where was Carol? Carol, my poor sister out of rehab. My rehab sister, where was she?
Listen, they had to choose between giving her Tasha Smith and the check or Vivica A. Fox. And they said, oh, Vivica A. Fox, come on, get you one more check. You know what I mean?
They had to pick this cheers. One. Cheers with Taraji. And I was like,
yeah. So even when they even said they were going to keep the thing going on, I felt like somebody was going to die. I don't know about you. Did you feel like someone was going to die this episode?
No, actually, I thought it was going to be, yes, Yana's death, especially that it was Yana. Like, I thought they were going to just cheat us out of Kusha's, and I thought it was going to be either Lucia or Cookie somehow dead. But that's another thing I did like about it, too. It was definitely very unpredictable because it totally took me by surprise. So I like that.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's I don't even know what to say. I'm still a little choked up. I'm still a little choked up, just a tad bit for sure.
Yeah. Shout out to the chat real quick. J. Louie, you're the sweetest ever. Shout out to said that the finale made them happy, and also that they love the performance of the after show right now. We love you guys so much. We're so glad it's over.
Oh, well. Well, we got news. Predictions. Should we still do like, let's do our oh no you didn't moment. We still gotta get our oh no you didn't. For you guys who just tuned in, oh no you didn't moment, it's that moment, that mic drop moment where it's like, oh shoot, when everything hits the fan and it's like, what the just happened? Okay. Your audio's not messed up. I just didn't see it. For you, what was your oh no you did moment in this episode?
There was a lot. It was so bad because I usually pick a good one. Like I've been doing like this whole positive one, like, oh, that was so fun. I love when she said that. Oh no, you did this one. Oh no, they did not just kill Yana. Like, that's the obvious one, but I can't believe that happened. Like, seriously. I mean, I'm happy that they announced that in that article that was meant to happen anyways, because I thought that was just like what they threw together at the last minute when they're rushing out the door back to get their coffee. You know, they were just like, oh, and Yana's dead. Like,
The intern came in there, right? The
intern's Yana's dead. But yeah, I was definitely, oh no, you didn't to that moment. But, you know, it definitely was a surprise. Like I said, so that was one good aspect of it. It was definitely very unpredictable because this whole time we've been thinking it was going to be either Cookie or Lucia's dead or both of them. So the fact that it was Yana was definitely very surprising. So I'll give you that.
It was even rushed too to me that Andre just all of a sudden decides to stay. Mm-hmm. He went from, it was just crazy to me. He was like, I'm going to leave with God and go on this big retreat and stuff like that, and then he comes back and he's like, oh, psych, never mind, I'm gonna stay and try to raise my son. I think Andre as a character has just been so interesting because it's like, we don't know what's gonna happen with him. I feel as though they gave him this mental illness, and really I don't say it's a handicap, but it's like a handicap to his character, you know what I mean? Like, I think the oh no you didn't, I have a lot too. I think oh no you didn't as far as Andre just being like, you know, I'm gonna stay or whatever. Oh my God, that shocked the hell out of me. Yana dying shocked me for sure.
Yeah.
Cookie staying with Lucius was shocking. Oh, is they saying something in the chat or something?
Go ahead, you're good. Okay. Just, like, shouting them out, yes.
Cookie staying with Lucius was the oh no you didn't for sure. I don't even know. And I think it was the whole fact that Lucius and Cookie came back into the boardroom like it was back in season 3 and they just like, oh, we're taking over again. That was the oh no you didn't for me because it was like, is that easy to get back in there? Is it really that easy? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Whew. Give me that little more of this Lucia's lime. Let me get some more Lucia's lime on here.
When you mentioned Andre, what I really want to shout out about him is Trey Briars. Like, the acting was amazing. Like, just in that scene when he was reading the Bible and crying, I was like, wow. Like, I felt it. Like, I was like, I'm not going to say I'm the most religious person ever, but even I felt it. I was like, right there with him, you know? So I was like, acting was on point.
Andre. So let's talk about who was the most interesting characters. Okay. We already know number one is probably Cookie. Let's talk about that character arc. So we start off with Cookie, hard as, she didn't really change much except the fact that she kind of came to a conclusion that she loved herself. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, I guess what I would say about every single character in the whole season, what they got in this finale was a full circle. Like, they didn't get, like, something new. Like, a lot of shows do, they set them off. Like, they learned their lesson. They got something new. Like, you mentioned with Cookie, she kind of just came back to herself, but is Larissa. So I was like, okay, girl, change your birth certificate before you do that. So make sure you do your government passport. But that was interesting with Cookie. What about Hakeem? No, I feel like he's the exact same, like, you know, like just like
kind of boom, trip. Yeah.
Yeah. Since episode one. Same with Tiana. I feel like I love her so much, but I feel like she kind of just got the same treatment. Like, the first episode she was there, you know, she just was there doing a performance and that was kind of it for her, you know. So I definitely think that everyone kind of came full circle, but I would definitely say it, like, just echoing what I said earlier, Andre was probably the best character development. Like, he went through so much.
I mean, and whew.
Yes, and did change a lot, so.
Yes, Andre, I mean, we've had little bitty bumps. Maya comes in like a little bitty mouse. I was raised by white people, and now, you know, I'm embracing this whole other new culture. Wasn't she have white parents? And now-
The white- guard. I think it's a prison guard. Remember, she was raised by anyone. She was adopted
by white people.
Yeah, by white people. Truth. Yeah. I was like, wait, isn't her father white? But
I think she was adopted by a white family. And so she comes in just very meek or whatever. And then she busts in to be Hakeem's wife. Now that's a huge arc for sure.
Yes. She made her bag. That's me. I'm right there. I'll be at the record label in New York. Like, hello, hi.
Yeah. So, I mean, some other people that just stayed the same was Damon. Damon was here. He started off a killer. He ended the killer.
Yeah.
Lucius was good too, though. Lucius had a lot of arcs. So Lucius went off, you know, hardcore, no BS type of person. Then he went to Dwight, where he was a little pussycat. Then he went to, I don't know, it's a pussycat to me. Then he went to, you know, always protected his family, always protected Cub. And now he ends off the Lucius he is now, which is very loving, I think, and very selfless. What do you think?
Yeah, just I think more so selfless. Yeah. For sure. And I think what his biggest selfless act so far was to let Yana go and try and be with Cookie. But of course, that didn't happen because Yana was shot dead in the middle of the stage, you know. But I think that was definitely one of the most selfless things he's ever done on the show, is really just saying, you know, this is your time to shine. I'm going to step away. And it's kind of, for another reason as well, it's kind of two birds with one stone kind of thing, where he's going to get back with Cookie, but he's also going to set Yana on her own to be the star that she is. So that was definitely very selfless. Another fun one to do, Jay Louis brought it up, is who do you think are the most funny characters in the show? Everyone was mentioning, of course, Becky and Becky. Yeah. Yes, Becky was so funny for me all the time. Loved her. Totally agree. Cookie as well. Who else gave us some good comic relief? Portia. I think Portia in the first few seasons, she was the comic relief. Like, she would just come in and she would just be like, Cookie, what do you need for me to do, girl? I'm here to see your sister. So she's just hilarious.
Yeah, Becky was a rising star too, because Becky started off, I want to say, not an intern, but she was pretty much at the bottom, and now she's to the top. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And every time I saw Becky in scenes, I was ready to just crack up for sure. And also, I mean, Cookie's always funny to me. When it was in the flashbacks and she lifts the fur and she slaps his butt, like, it wasn't even no audio, but I already knew what the words were. She was like, this is what it looked like. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was like, ooh.
That's my girl. That's my spirit animal. I'm going to be here for Halloween.
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't that much humor besides them, though.
Yeah.
It was Who do you think was the biggest threat as a killer? We had Kingsley, threat to the Empire, should I say, over all the seasons. Because over the seasons, we've seen so many people try to come for the Empire. There was Kingsley, Forrest Whitaker, I forget, you know, the wandering eye.
Goodbye!
Forrest Whitaker, look at, he'll say, action! He said, so, Lucius, what I want to say is, the eyes start moving, child. Who do you think was the biggest villain?
Biggest villain... I want to say it's probably an obvious choice, but I think it's Lucius. Mm. And just, the whole series was all about the fact that he is so selfish. Mm-hmm. So selfish for himself. Let his wife rot in jail for 17 years, not doing a damn thing about it. So I think he was definitely the undercover villain of the show. One of those where he tried to paint as the main character, the hero, trying to do good by everybody, but actually is always in it for himself. Thankfully, he did have that full circle, like you said, or come around and now change and is now more selfless with his finale. But he was definitely the villain of the whole series. I was finding myself, while I was definitely fanning myself, I was also like, no, fall for his tricks, because I'm falling for his tricks.
Silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. You know, Lucius was definitely a brilliant character. I would also have to say Hakeem. Now, we doing Hakeem wrong. Hakeem held us down. I mean, not Hakeem, I'm sorry. Jamal. Jamal has held us down for so... Can I pour a drink out for Jamal?
Yes, yeah, I'm going to cheers you through the screen. Cheers. I love it. Let's have a drink.
You got to do eye contact. That's 7 years bad. 7 years bad sex. But yeah, Jamal, you broke our heart. When you left the show, something left without you. If you're watching this, Jussie Smollett, we miss you and we love you. Now, what do you think about him? What do you think? Do you think the show's even the same without him? Do you think it's, what about his character arc? I mean, so many questions about Jamal.
Yeah, I think it was definitely so different when all those real life events kind of affected the character, because I did love Jamal so much as a character, you know, especially being of the LGBT community myself and seeing...
No.
it's a secret. I just revealed it.
Breaking news. Brian is a part of the LGBT community. Breaking news. Hot on the press.
I'm screaming. But yeah, definitely, you know, him being of the LGBT community and being of color like myself, you know, that was one of the things that I love so much about this show, is just showing that aspect. And I wish that he even just came back. All the things that happened, one thing I would wish that he even just came back for some kind of vignette. Because did you notice they didn't even use him in the flashbacks?
Do you notice that they used him in the picture? That's petty. There was a family photo and they didn't put him in a family photo?
Yeah, like because I know like the real world is happening and I feel so bad about that too. But just the character itself, I was like, no, that's like not seriously. Right.
Jamal, yes. To be honest, if you had to choose out of the three sons who was the best to do the Empire, hands down, I would say Jamal. But yes. Jamal, he got into the trouble, but he should have been the one who actually was at the helms. Andre, I'm sorry. Andre is a great mind for business, great at finding strategy, stuff like that. But Andre is one. I mean, he got a lot of people going on in that house. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's a lot of people going on in this house. And his mental illness is really a problem for his character. Hakeem is just too boyishly...
Yes, very naive, very dumb, just does things off the wall.
Carry guns. Jamal, shout out to LGBT, because he was the one that should have won it.
Yeah, and I think what he has, like, Andre has the business side, the mindset, and then Hakeem has the music, but what Jamal has, that's what they were trying to say the whole season, he has both, and he's the most grounded. He, like, knows himself, he's very self-aware. He would have really taken the Empire to the place it needed to be. Unfortunately, everything happened, and he wasn't able to be there. But that's just our take on it, you know, just the fact that it's very tricky. It's very rough waters to navigate.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely should see Jamal back. Even if they do a season, do another episode, they should at least do some. Put a picture in there. Let him be on video chat. Let him Skype us or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? He don't have to be on set, Lee Daniels. Just let him call in on Zoom and say, hey, family, here's me and my African son. Like, don't do us like that. Okay, so if you could bring back anybody who died, who would you bring back?
Oh, that's a good one. Anika, definitely.
Anika,
Boo-boo Kitty? Love her. I love Boo-boo Kitty. What I loved about her the most was that her and Cookie were so much alike, and that's why they hated each other so much. Yes, because Anika was definitely like Cookie. She walked in, she was a boss. She didn't let anybody tell her anything. She owned the place. She took the Empire for herself. She rose to the top. I love that about her as well. She did get a little bit iffy when she got pregnant with Hakeem's baby.
She's a murderer.
Yeah, and a murderer.
What are you talking about?
I would bring her back also because she always just served looks. Like, she always looked bomb.com all the time. So, yes.
You're thinking like a guy. You're thinking all the way she looks. You're not thinking about this chick as a person. He killed Andre's wife, killed his unborn kid. Who else she killed?
Oh, Andre's first wife. Yeah, the wife, the kid.
She killed the first wife and the kid. Yeah. I feel like she threw someone else off the balcony. Or did she die off the balcony?
She fell off the balcony. Yeah.
No, right? I feel like she threw somebody else off. Oh, she killed the wife off the balcony? Yeah, she threw her off the balcony too.
Yes. Oh, yeah, my crazy.
God. I was so happy when she died. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Samantha said she'd bring back Yana. Like, that's perfect. Bring back Yana, because gone too soon.
Oh, man. What a great episode. So, predictions. You want to do a little predictions still?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. I don't even,
we already said it already.
Yeah, that's. I feel like that's what we kind of, what we just want is a ending, like a really solid ending to give everybody a little bit of everything for them to all come and get some closure, like you said. So that's all I want. That's my prediction, would just be hoping for this special, whether, like I said, it's 10 minutes or 2 hours, just give everybody, close that book. Close on Empire. Lee Daniels gets writing on a new series. We're ready for it.
Just, there's enough death in the world, Lee. Okay? Don't kill nobody else. Don't kill Lucia. She better touch Cookie. She better, you know, survive this car crash or car explosion. Lucia's better survive this gunshot or whatever about to happen to him. We don't want no more death at this. Because Yana was the last one you go take.
The last straw. I was the camel on my back, bro.
We're not going for it. We're going to boycott you, Lee. If you come up with another series, we're going to be in your DMs like, nah, you should have never killed Cookie, homie. This show look fly as hell, but you shouldn't have killed Cookie. No, but just joking, Lee. Hire me. I need a job. Hire me, Lee. Hire me. Oh, my God. But we love you guys so much. Thank you guys for always coming in and joining and being in the comments. You literally was our 34th host and held us down for so long. We love you guys so much. Tell them where they can find you, Brian.
Yes, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at TheBryantSantos, and definitely check out AfterBuzz TV's Quarantine with the Stars. I'm interviewing some amazing celebrities every single day. It's so, so, so fun. Shout out to all of you on the chat. We love you. Echoing so much what Sarai said. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for being here with us. It's been so fun. I'm so happy I got to join these last few episodes of Empire. It was such a pleasure with you, Sarai. I'm like literally sending you all my love.
Love you too. We'll jump on another one eventually.
Yes, we will. We'll be on another show, and we will hope to see you all there for our next show. We're on together because it's going to be so fun.
It's going to be good. And I'm Sarai on Instagram, Funny Sarai, FunnySarie. Yeah, hit me up, slide in my DMs. People be sliding my DMs even with rings on. Listen, just take the ring off before you slide in my DMs. But let me know how much you love the show. Also got some other stuff coming up. I'm on Kevin Hart's LOL, do stand up, a lot of good stuff. So you guys come check out the Instagram page. And until then, I'll see you on the after show eventually with AfterBuzz TV. But we love you guys. Bye, Empire.
To the Empire, like Samantha said. Goodbye.
To the Empire.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.